strippers become rappers. Evelyn is out here pawning her wedding ring, honey. And Rachel has made the biggest mistake of her life. Stay tuned to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check.
Guess who back in the house? Heels clack clacking about.
Welcome back to Black Hollywood Live Reality Check.
West Hollywood.
I am. Wait, what did it say?
West Hollywood Live.
Shut up. Did I say West Hollywood?
I was feeling
honey,
it.
Honey, look.
I just came from there.
Because
so.
RuPaul is on. I'm a little bit hungover from going to the Abbey yesterday.
Did you get your life?
Honey, yes, I did.
Why have I never been to RuPaul did that. Check it out, American on Apple Music. Bitch, why have we never been to West Hollywood before?
I'd be such a mess.
You be trying to. You be going out with your brother, and I'm like, I'm way more fun than your brother. Your brother is fun.
We be turned.
But I mean,
listen, y'all know it's Black Hollywood Live. I'm Ashley Gray. Follow me everywhere, Ashley Gray TV now.
Because West Hollywood is not that. No shade, no day.
And join me in studio, I got DJ Jesse Janity.
What's up?
And y'all know who this is. Hey, Mr. Ray.
He's a regular.
Hey.
But now he's superstar.
Ray.
Yes, girl. I can't believe it.
Yes,
tomorrow
you can.
Night is my episode debut for Love and Hip Hop.
Right.
Hollywood.
And you've never seen it, right?
Holly Weird.
Who's your favorite cast members?
Hazley? Who?
Well, we tried to find a song that we could play.
Oh, y'all can't find a Hazley song to play?
We should have played Keisha Cole.
I like Keisha Cole. Mm-hmm. But my favorites on the show definitely would be Masika and Monice.
Wait, I seen...
Monice has been given looks.
No, Monice is giving you Malise all kind of slay.
Monice been serving. But wait, so I seen...
Wait a minute, Monice gay now? Just hope. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah, she's in the Lady Pond.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this season.
Yeah. Yes.
But if she decides to ever leave the Lady Pond...
Oh, she will.
I have some eligible bachelors waiting for her.
Okay.
Really?
Let's get the Ratchet Bachelorette on VH1.
Okay, no, speaking of the Bachelorette, I just have to say, y'all know that I am a huge fan of the Bachelorette.
And I'm so mad it's over because now I can't read Ashley's tweets.
No, but Bachelor in Paradise will be coming on tomorrow, so y'all know I'm booked and busy, honey.
Did the black
on Mondays.
Girl
on
choose a black man?
No.
What? No.
The black girl didn't choose a black man.
Why would she pick?
First of all,
see the choices?
Exactly.
I didn't watch.
First of all, there were some really amazing black men on this
earlier.
Season. However, the final three were Eric. That was the black guy that she had
looking
to choose
like
from.
Five-O Goes West.
And acting all kinds of high school. And then Brian, who she did choose, and Peter, who everyone was rooting for her to choose. But Peter, listen, told her the day before the ceremony, well, not ceremony, but the final rose, I'm not going to propose to you.
He didn't want that interracial shade.
No,
I think he did.
He's real. He's, like, that's real shit. Like, hi,
well,
don't.
Why are you on the fucking show?
Hello, Rachel. That's what she said. No. She was like, why are you, this just isn't for you. But
well,
it's
good,
rumored.
Rachel.
Listen, I'm not, if I was Rachel, I totally understand her decision. But I'm Ashley. I would have took a chance on Peter and his fine self. I sure would have. I would have risked heartbreak and not getting a ring for the ding-a-ling. Even though the fantasy suite.
I don't know about white men having ding-a-ling like that now. Now,
ask
Zaddy
Rachel.
Over here got a little meat. I seen his addies.
When?
You was walking, you had on some shorts one day.
Oh.
And it was like a little, that might have been a print or a crease. I don't know.
Listen.
You know what I mean, you know, once you go Greek, you ain't walking for a week. Just saying. But no, Peter looked like he got that skinny, half a Chris Brown dick, and it smelled like cheese. Like Peter does.
Peter?
Or we could have just had a V8.
What? No.
Why your dick look like the celery in a V8?
A mozzarella stick.
Listen, it's rumored that he supposedly wants to be the next Bachelor, and I'm signing up for it.
Snooze fest.
So he basically...
Oh, now if I get on the show, it ain't gonna be no snooze.
Girl, like they already have the Black Bachelorette. It's
whoever
done.
Whoever doesn't win the Bachelorette becomes the Bachelor.
Yeah.
No, that it's not. It's like the fan favorite. And it can be from two seasons ago, not necessarily like this specific
Peter
season.
Peter ain't getting it. Sorry.
He may get it in like 2 years. Mm.
Then
but
if you go on next season, then you could potentially be the next Bachelorette.
They already had a black girl. You know, I give them about 5 years and then there's a possibility.
Yeah, it's 24
there'll be another slot.
Yeah, there'll be another slot. Like, yeah. So, speaking of
slots.
Relationships and slots, Usher. Now,
ooh. this bitch. Did you see the picture of that one woman? I was like, girl.
I mean, I'm not going to no body shame her because
I'm not going to body shame her, but I'm going to body shame the fact that Usher ain't out here, Usher out here body shaming her and ain't fucking her.
But did you see the video of him and baby girl, not specifically her, but it was another
concert. That big girl was sitting on him grinding him.
I'm surprised.
On stage?
Yes.
Girl, that's called Charity Salvation Army, girl. He giving back to the fucking community.
That's what he said. Yeah. Are you part of his PR team?
No, but I'm just, I know. Exactly, I know straight men.
Usher has not commented about this at all. Usher, you know, Usher's out here running around giving all these girls
herpes.
I didn't want to say the word because y'all not gonna put that on Usher.
Wait, didn't it come back that he don't have it?
Listen, I wouldn't know.
Well, all I know is the insurance company said they're not covering it because they ain't know about it.
I'm not covering your herp alert.
And then he was on the show doing the karaoke singing Let It Burn. I just feel like...
Because he was burning, honey. It was hurting.
When did they record that? When did they record that?
I just feel like they're trying to take Usher down. First, they done took down Bill Michael Jackson.
Bill Cosby.
Now R. Kelly. And then Usher.
Okay. R. Kelly set himself up with them houses. Sorry, bro.
R. Kelly out here kidnapping black women.
Listen, if you give me $1 million a year and you just want to suck on my nipples all day and play with my coochie, then hey.
Well, Hazel.
Oh, who is that? You keep saying that name.
I was talking about somebody's Hazel eyes.
Oh.
Okay. Somebody that I used to know. Well, speaking of somebody that I used to know, Miss Evelyn Lozada out here.
Honey. She's a porn star.
Yes. Okay. 1.4 million. She ain't giving it back. And I don't blame her.
I wouldn't give it back either. No. I've been engaged for how many years?
I'm going to buy a house.
And she already got the house in Arizona in her name. She made sure she had with the baby inside of
her.
She's
keeping that ring for a rainy day, bitch. Basketball wise, ain't gonna go on for how many more seasons?
No. It should be done by last season.
And that whole show that she got with her and her daughter, ain't nobody watching that, isn't it all?
It's canceled.
Well, I do watch Greenleaf and Queen Sugar.
Yep. You know what? Speaking of OWN, Oprah Winfrey is coming out with her OWN products in the supermarket.
I'm like, really? Why are you so late, girl?
Like, I wonder what she's going to have. Like,
oh, soul food.
Yeah. It's going to be like the black snacks? Martha Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Like fried chicken?
No, it's going to be like I guess frozen products. And all going to be under $5.
And it's soul food.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap soul food. Mm-hmm. I love it.
And you know it's going to be, the quality has to be good if Oprah's going to be like, hey, Patty.
Under $5?
Well, you know, Red Lobster got them biscuits frozen in Costco, so you know.
No, and you get the pack where you got to make sure that you purchase butter and the other materials because they don't put it all in the pack.
Oh, see.
If you want to stir it up at Walmart, you know what I'm saying?
But... See, I don't shop. I don't do groceries at Walmart. Walmart's only good for things.
I only do Trader Joe's.
Oh, no, baby.
Packaged
stuff at Walmart? Real cute. Nope, real affordable.
Because that mess is 5 years old and they done changed that date. I don't do no dim, dark Walmart aisles. Nope, don't do it.
Bitch, I don't know what Walmart.
R. Kelly lurking in aisle 10. It's so bad.
Because Walmart will.
He's coming
up.
He's looking like
the baby section. Like, hey,
are you 18 months or 18 years old?
Because either way, I'll take it. Like, honey, hiding in old Home Depot, hiding behind closet doors.
Look, he's seems like you're ready.
Y'all know what? I'm sorry. I hate to bring
a black man down.
R. Kelly
over in Child Emporium. Like, hey, gang.
I mean, R. Kelly, I just feel like he's always been nasty. And I'm not saying
ever since he peed on that girl.
Yeah.
We saw the video of him peeing. We saw the video of him with the other young girls. His song's been nasty. They even got the Shade Room, had the video of him performing with Public Announcement back in the 90s, saying all she got to be is 18 years old.
Yeah. I mean, him and Aaliyah. Tiger. Everybody kind
of. She was like 16.
Yeah, but he was like 38. So there's that. Listen, Black China ain't having it no more from her neighbor now. Listen, I am not Team Black China in this
situation.
But
I would have been Black China.
But listen, Black China got into it with her neighbor because her neighbor is doing construction on her house. Now listen. They started construction at 9 a.m. Bitch, you should be up.
Oh, yeah, wait.
People
9 a.m.?
Have jobs.
It's a
9 to 5.
The 7 a.m.'s I can't.
It wasn't 7 a.m. Okay, it was 9 o'clock, and China got upset because it woke up Dream. Bitch, Dream shouldn't be dreaming no more. Y'all all should be up.
I just feel like if I was Black China and I had the kind of money and reputation she had or the popularity where I'm living, it should be a bunch of rich folks, and we all sleeping in until 1 o'clock.
Or you have fucking affordable housing where you can fucking have walls that don't, you can't hear shit outside.
Exactly, or you don't have like really close neighbors.
Soundproof walls?
Bitch, what you mean? The store.
Listen, sleep in the basement. Because ain't no way you gonna come to my house and tell me to stop my construction. Well, and it's 9:15 a.m. Girl, Black China
is up late at night now because she trying to become, apparently, a rapper. Oh, that rumor has it is that Black China about to dip on into the rap pond, and it's this whole thing about strippers becoming rappers. We have Jocelyn Hernandez.
That sounds like somebody that's on my show that was a stripper from somewhere else and that's trying to make rap songs and things.
Trying
now.
To make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Wait, who?
You'll see.
Oh, on your exact show?
Exact show.
Look, everyone ain't Cardi B, y'all, so stop it, okay?
I mean, Jocelyn is really mad at Cardi B right now, and Why? Now she's trying to push her music, I guess, because she felt like Stevie did not put her in a place to be as successful girl, as Cardi.
You are not talented. No shade.
I kind of feel in the song that she just put out.
Oh, my God, please stop it.
I kind of like it, where it's like, where's your, I don't know, but okay. I kind of like it. No. It hasn't really.
Know Jocelyn had a song.
Watch, I'm going to play it right now. First of all.
Some of my castmates, I don't know if they have songs either, but they're rappers and raptresses.
Ratchet-chesses.
I got to find it. Hold up, so keep talking.
Ratchet-misses.
Wait, but I'm sorry. Cardi B, like, out of everybody on Love & Hip Hop, that wasn't it, like, the K-Michelles and
K-Michelle and Cardi B, I would say, from Love & Hip Hop have done K-Michelle, really well.
I don't even like saying she's from Love & Because she was... She I was listening to Hip Hop. Yeah, but I was listening to K-Michelle before Love &
But
Hip
she still... Nobody knew who she was until...
What?
I didn't, and I still kind of know.
Very special.
The only thing that
the
I
HOP
know
was after.
Of was it?
K-Michelle is that she used to date Idris Elba.
Mm. I remember K-Michelle had a song, she had blue hair.
Didn't I?
Back in the day.
I think it was called like How Many Times or something. I knew she could sing, but I think Love & Hip Hop really just gave her the platform.
Yeah, I didn't know who she was.
See,
and all that to run.
K-Michelle.
So K-Michelle did her thing from it. I think Cardi B has done her thing from it.
I can't, I'm not really feeling
Cardi
B. I even
fuck with, you know who I really do fuck with? And I'm kind of, I don't see it ever really happening for Oh, you talking about Chanel West Coast?
I like Chanel, though, in real life.
I like Mariah Lynn. I think Mariah Lynn, like, when you listen,
Me
when
either.
You listen to
I'm
her music, no, this little white girl from the New York Love & Hip Hop. And, like, I wanted to hate on her so bad, but mm-hmm. every song that she puts out, I'm like, okay, this is radio.
Never
like,
heard of
I
it.
I see it.
Meh. Or her.
I see it for you.
No shade.
No, yeah.
Mine but Chanel West Coast, I think she's cool, though.
And Lyrica Anderson.
No. Nope. Oh.
I don't have anything to say about Lyrica at this moment. But I will say that out of a lot of people that's on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, Lyrica stuff does chart.
Yeah.
And her stuff is recognizable on radio, so I'll give Lyrica props for that.
I mean, I don't know about radio, but when I see it on YouTube, it has a couple more hits.
She has her songs on Billboard. Don't take it personal.
So do we think that Black China definitely has a future in...
No. Yes, because people will watch it because she has a fat ass, and that's what we're paying attention
Everyone
to.
Everyone has a fat ass.
Right. Nowadays, except for me.
But she can have her fat ass on
a
her...
A consultation will change your life, girl.
No, I'm going to stick with my little boobs and no ass at all, because I'm not here with the Build-A-Bears. I'm good.
And you know what? A1 has a lot of songs on the radio. I'll give him his props.
But he's a writer.
He's a writer. Yeah. Lyrica's husband. Okay. He has a lot of songs out right now, too. So I give props for props. I'm not a hater.
Yeah.
If you're doing good, I'm going to say you're doing good. I will acknowledge it. But I'm not going to give you props for an imaginary career.
Well, since you said that, I'm going to wait and see what Black China gives us. I'm going to wait, and I'm going to see, but shout out to Sin and Joe. They
yes!
have a new baby on the way. Y'all, I have the biggest crush on Joe.
Still?
Something about Joe
he
Button
is
so, like,
so
sexy
fine.
To me.
Wait, okay, I found
I
it.
Like,
wait, listen.
Beard.
Here's
the
Jocelyn.
And, like,
this is the song you like?
I like it.
She want to be Cardi B.
It's not bad.
Who is that?
Cardi B. I mean, Jocelyn. I mean, it's not horrible.
She's
I'm
saying
not like,
finger fucked the check?
I mean, let's not talk about lyrical or like rappers in 2017 because most of
bitch,
this hip hop is.
You can't fuck with me if you want to. These are expensive. These is red bottoms. These is blood shoes. Right. See, you don't come in there.
I mean,
let's go back to
no
Joe
one.
Button and his right, fine yeah, self. Ahead. I mean, there's something about him. He's just like so rough and rugged and such a man. Like, oh my God.
I hope
like
that they like have pissed. A little boy
what?
Because their baby's going to come out with beard goals. Like, I just yeah. imagine that.
Okay, speaking so of people having babies, Ray J and Princess, what's tea?
I have no, I don't.
Rumor has it is that they might be expecting.
No, I think that they are because I won't say who posted it, but someone posted something like, congratulations.
Oh. All the best to Ray J and his family and everything, you know. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
I'm not really interested in them. They're not like a couple
They're
that I,
as
yeah,
fun.
I'm like, Lou. Next.
It's like Love and Hip Hop. Y'all use hold on to the name Ray J and no one cares.
And Brandy broke up with her gay boyfriend.
Well, finally. Finally.
It happened to me right in front of my face. Baby, I didn't deny it.
What?
Have you... I thought, is this the same guy that she was in New Orleans with and then, like, the baby mama popped up and she didn't know about it or something?
It was the gay man that when you hear him talk. No, it wasn't her.
I don't think it was his baby mama. I think it was just some random girl. But I could be mistaken when they were in the car and they were, like, at a restaurant or something and he had the balls to be on, like, her Snapchat. I'm like, you are stupid. See, we may not be talking about the same situation, but that did go down. And I feel like after that, Brandy was like she posted something on Instagram, like made it. I'm like, y'all are so messy. Like, Brandy, we already knew that the girl was gay. Well, her two hoop earrings probably after, like, Brandy, braid my hair like yours. Let me get one of them lace fronts. I can't.
I need to follow up on this story because I don't know anything about that.
It's good.
Ooh. Well, here's a story that I'm not trying to follow up on, but Blac Chyna's little bippity boppity sister, Amber Rose, out here with Wiz Khalifa's mama talking about.
Did she get sued?
Yeah, $50,000 for defamation.
$50,000 for defamation of character. Girl, you just can't get
actually, $50,000 is not a lot of money.
At all. But you ain't even going to get all that, right?
You're not. It's gonna be like $20,000 at the end, and that with living like these pretend lifestyles that you are.
Listen, girl, you gotta pay for your her rent off for the rest of the year, okay?
Her rent. I hope Wiz Khalifa got her mama in a better place. Anyways, but so then now Amber,
I'm gonna sue you for $50,000.
Oh my god! Okay,
I'll see you on the People's Court.
Yeah.
So Amber's got a restraining order out against Wiz Khalifa's mama. I'm just like, why are they not on Love and Hip Hop at this point?
I'm pretty sure that that's going to happen. It's the next step. The next step. Mona, get on that.
Amber and Wiz and the mama on there?
Yeah. I would rather see Wiz, but Amber.
New York one. I would rather see Amber Wiz on the New York Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, not the Hollywood one.
I don't want to see them on Hollywood, though.
I can see them on
Atlanta would be... No. Because who would Amber Rose really interact with on Love and
Hip Hop? That's what makes it so much fun.
Maybe Masika.
Amber Rose and Masika? I don't think so. No. I don't know. I mean, these girls switch up on this show.
It would be more Hazel, I feel.
These girls on Love and Hip Hop, they all click up. When they all like... There's one girl they don't like, they all click up and hang out together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of a sudden, Alexis and Lyrica and Hazel all and Nikki are all hanging out and talking shit about Masika because all of them have an issue with her. So, like... Friendship contracts.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, talking about
what you see on Instagram.
Speaking of contracts, Kylie Jenner, this bitch be signing contracts because her cosmetic line turns out to be worth $400 million.
That's scam. It's all a scam. Oh, wow. Honey, it is.
I mean, she's stealing from other people, but I mean, that's the world we live in, girl.
It's even life like the scam. Quality of the products are not as like... They're not the best quality that you would expect from the Kardashians. I will say that. Like, it's okay.
Like Walmart-ish?
Yeah, it's like maybe $5.
Oh.
You know, at the hair store.
$5.
Yeah.
So it's like Kylie Jenner cosmetics, colored contacts, iPhone chargers and headphones and
Give it to her because it is $400 million. However, they have a huge fan base.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like the quality of their products are... good.
It's like McDonald's. It's like they're selling to the kids. Yeah. Like, yeah, buy it. It's a real burger. Mm-hmm. And kids are like, yeah.
And she like keeps just like promoting stuff time and time again. So she'll have a makeup collection that comes out. And then like a month later, there's another lip kit.
And you gotta get it because it goes with the other color.
So it's kind of like what Jordan did too was back in the day. But
just sat
I got
up here and R. Kelly to everyone.
Or even like with telephones, it's like all of a sudden it's a Galaxy 8. And then 10 months later, but like 3 months later is another phone house. So, I mean, kudos to you for like having this successful business, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I want to talk about Amber Rose. She is planned to partnership with Reebok on some shoes.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
And it's going to be...
slut shoes?
No, they're called slut walk. Motherfuckers. Which I'm kind of like, Reebok, really? Like, that's
so a kid's going to come and be like, can I have the motherfuckers?
Wait, the shoes?
Motherfuckers.
But y'all know ain't nobody going to take the time spell to pronounce that. It's going
to be
M-U-V-A and then
F-U-K-A-S.
Yeah.
Like Fukas.
It's Greek. It's going to be like,
it's Armenian.
Can I come and get the motherfuckers? I mean, y'all got my motherfuckers for sale or what?
I just feel like Amber Rose is just like that fun cousin who you have conversations with.
And you never invite her to anything
and
important.
You don't take her to, like, the actual church service. You just you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, like, pick her up after the family leaves and let her sit around with the aunties.
Right, because she'd be like, this bread's stale. And be like, bitch, that's Jesus' body and blood.
Like, girl, why grandma wig crooked? You know she had a...
stroke.
Right. Why is she drooling like that? Like, I feel like that's her.
I don't know how to, like,
she's
I haven't...
a shock. She's like a, she's all about shock value. Like the picture with the bush. Now the shoe name and
oh, when
like,
her and Blac Chyna showed up with the slut horror.
She's yeah. definitely trying to make a cultural statement and be mm-hmm. like a timestamp for this period
to
of
whose
being
culture?
Like a feminist.
Culture.
She's like a very
feminist,
unfiltered feminist. I feel she's wow. unfiltered. Mm. She's standing up for female rights and trying to take the demeaning out of words. But
I don't need you to stand up for me, honey. No,
but
thank you.
But there's certain words that I wish she would stand up for. You know what I'm saying? Versus the ones that she chooses. But
that's true.
Stick to your lane. Like yeah. promote strippers and like advocate for them. Go give money to whatever strip club you used to work at. You know what I mean? Like, if there's no shame in your
go
game,
go do a turkey
there.
Drive down at Crazy yeah. Horse, girl. Come
you
on.
You know, help out the privileged strippers.
Crazy girl.
Yeah. Give them turkeys during Thanksgiving. Maybe they, you know, the
no,
booty
man, look, I bought a $5 fruit punch from some child on the street. You
red
know?
Bottom giveaways at AOD. You mm-hmm. know, give these girls who can't afford red bottoms some, you know, give
if
them
if that's
some.
What that means
is, that
to
that
you.
Actually is some real shit.
Because, yeah. and to me,
because
I feel like that's
some of these bitches
lane.
Be coming in with ripped pantyhose, you know what I'm saying? So, like, give back to the girls, you know what I'm saying? Like,
or have a clothing drive for some of the girls.
Give them
some
lace fronts.
Can only do Fashion Nova.
Right.
So.
They could actually help some girls out on your show. speaking of someone that don't, we're gonna go back to Kylie Jenner because she just celebrated her 20th birthday. Hey, girl.
I thought 20. She was 28.
She does have.
She
face
looks
of
like
a
smooth 30-year-old, actually. She does. Like,
I mean, the way they cut, chop, slithered, tuck back.
I would have went back to Build-A-Bear and be like, "Listen, I said 19,
Build-A-Bear,
not 28."
Sorry.
Thank you.
I said 19.
Not 50.
But you know what? For real, I was driving in Hollywood and I seen Madame Tussauds the Wax Museum and I was mm-hmm. like, they really got Kylie Jenner up in here. Like,
really?
I wonder how Chloe feels about that. Like, hey, girl.
I mean, but we
Chloe's
all knew.
Chloe's technically in there. OJ's in there. So, I mean, somebody from her family's in there.
Actually, is OJ really in there?
I mean, look, he out. So he might be in there lurking.
OJ is out. I'm going to the release party.
Honey.
Okay. Have fun, girl.
I've been
make
sipping
sure
on
they know.
OJ all every day since he got out. Like, ew, give me some mimosa.
And I heard they're trying to give him a reality show, too.
And I would be here for it.
I would watch it.
I
would be, if, as a camera or a production would. Person, I would be a little nervous because if I make him mad or he, you say.
No, or you witness something.
He's going to go like this.
Be like, I ain't witnessing nothing. He getting in the truck.
You see him put on the gloves.
He going to put that glove like. We got two famous people with gloves. Michael Jackson and OJ. I ain't even going to put Michael with that.
Wait, so I was driving down the street, though, and I seen this billboard and it said, "Hey, Kylie." Talking to Kylie Jenner, I wanted to get your attention, so I bought this billboard, heykylie.com. So I was like, nosy as fuck, like, let me see. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kylie, my friend was like, why are you going on that site? And it is some...
porn?
No, it's like an Indian man, this Indian rapper. And like, I was like, that's genius. That's actually really smart. He used, just like how Kylie
so
be out
here... What rapping about peanut butter and smoke shakes?
I mean, kind of...
Take me to the king.
The Pocahontas remix.
That good curry. That good curry.
Listen, remix. I'll eat it. I love me an Indian.
The Jaho. All right.
Oh my God. Yes.
That was my shit.
Yes. Honey, you would have thought
Slumdog
I was.
Millionaire.
I was appropriating for real. I'm like, yeah, Jaho. Jaho. Honey.
That was
yes.
my shit though, for real.
We got
girl,
to go
our
that.
Comments are going to be.
I've never seen this movie, but I know what they're talking about.
Oh, it is
though.
So good.
With the Pussycat Dolls in the music video.
I've never seen it.
Bitch, play Jaho, Pussycat Dolls. And by bitch, I meant James. I love you.
so you went to the website about? And it was just this Indian rapper.
Yeah, and I thought it was really smart marketing because I'm like... Kylie's out here fucking stealing people's shit and putting them on shirts and shit, selling them in Hot Topics. I'm like, this motherfucker's like, I'm gonna use your name, bitch.
Well, she stole Tiger from us for a little bit, and now she's giving him back to
we
us.
We don't want him.
He makes good music. He's making good music right now. I like some of the stuff he's putting out.
He has a song out that's acceptable.
Okay.
It is acceptable.
Slow clap.
I'm here for Tiger. He got out of the sunken place, so
he
I'm
did.
Happy for him.
But I don't think that he got out willingly. I think he was forced out.
Yeah.
Like, I think she was just like, yes.
Uh-oh. Turn that shit up.
Oh,
that, Ashley.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, this was it. Of course, it has some white girls.
I mean, that's the Pussycat Dolls, man. Nicole was the darkest.
Like, you'll be the
Nicole
lead.
Was the ethnic lead.
Ambiguous. So you'll be the lead.
Listen, since we're listening to music, did you see Young Thug's new campaign for Adidas?
He's like, look like Jesus, right?
Wait, what?
And it's like
see-through.
His garb is plastic, but then he's holding his hands up like this, and it's like long plastic. Like yeah. it's like wing kind of. It's mess.
Nike.
No, it's Adidas. Oh. A mess.
I'll have to look at this.
I'm going to reality X that.
Wait, let me just look real quick. Oh.
You see?
Bitch, you out. First of all, why like you look song. Like you wearing a motherfucking Ziploc bag on the outside of your fucking.
Oh, is that pink trim?
Honey, what? I can't.
Girl, this looks like a fucking Christina Aguilera costume from fucking 2001. Keeps getting better. Like, what is happening?
One thing that I will reality check, Alfre Woodard has joined the cast of The Lion King.
Hey.
Can we confirm that Beyonce is going to be Nala yet?
No, and I really don't want it anyway.
Right.
Why?
Because congratulations on
whenever
the twins.
Beyonce does voiceovers, she sounds like Beyonce. She's like, there was a time. It's like, bitch, you're Nala. And you Nala don't sound like a 40-year-old woman. Stop.
No. Congratulations on the twins, though.
Also,
like, give it to Quavon Janae. Like,
see,
what are you...
I thought it was going to be a live action remake.
No, it's
so,
a
like, actually
computer
acting.
Computer. If there's a man dressed up as Rafiki, I would be real upset.
No, I think they said it's live action. No, like, I think the people were going to be taking on the character just in a human role, I thought.
From what I hear,
it's going to be CG, and it's going to be like how, if you've seen the Jungle Book,
yeah.
How like the wolves and the elephants and all that, it's going to be that with the voices of...
Oh, so it's not going to be like the Wiz, when they did the Wiz for the...
No,
the
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
So James Earl Jones is going to still be Mufasa,
okay.
And then Donald Glover, yes, he's going to be Simba.
Yay.
Oh,
that's amazing. I'm really, really
so
excited.
So Beyonce is Nala with this, I see it.
I see, like, Zendaya. Like,
oh, Zendaya
too
would be
old.
a great choice.
I don't see Zendaya, but I was trying to think of a young girl. You
we
know
can't
what I mean?
Even
like,
say that be, like,
actually,
Beyonce's
be
too
cute.
Old because Donald Glover is going to be Simba, so.
Donald Glover, like, young Donald Glover, like, the rapper Donald Glover.
Mm-hmm. Beyonce's only, like, 32.
Bitch, no, you did not think old-ass Donald Glover. Hey, I'm Simba. Like, what?
Oh.
I thought.
Fucking Lethal Weapon, bitch. Get the what?
That's Danny Glover.
Right.
No, Donald Glover is the guy from ATL,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Childish Gambino, girl.
I
like,
said Danny Glover was in Color Purple, girl.
Bitch, Mel Gibson and Danny Glover are here, like, Rafiki and Simba. Timon and Pumbaa, like, no.
Oh, man.
He was the daddy in Almost Christmas.
Yeah. First of all, that movie was so
hilarious.
Good.
It is.
This
I have it on
hilarious.
DVD.
Monique was so funny in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Donald. I mean, Danny.
But, like, I love Beyonce so much, but I'm just like, this is just one movie that I feel like Beyonce don't need to be a part of.
And they say she's going to do the soundtrack.
That's fine.
That's
here for
fine.
That.
I'm
let
not
her.
Gonna...
I'll let her sing the Circle of Life.
Yeah, I guess.
No. For her to be the Circle of Life, she has to be
it's
Nala.
The circle. No, Elton John was nothing in the movie Lion King except the
right.
Circle of Life.
And I feel like Beyonce would make it too much about her. Like,
the production company would make it about her. Not
yeah.
Did you guys see Epic? That
no.
That anime where she was like the well, I don't know what
oh,
the fuck
she was.
Was
a character in that.
And she sounded just like Beyonce. She sounded like Dreamgirls at a J.A.
Ellen. When Ellen's in Dory and finding Nemo and Dory.
No, I didn't know that it was Ellen.
I did.
How?
Well, I guess I don't watch her show, so it just didn't correlate to me. But I enjoyed
Beyonce has too much of like, yes.
It's too sultry.
Yeah, like,
and
girl,
Nala
Nala
was
is
not
like,
sultry.
No, she was a little tomboy. Like,
yeah.
She could, you know, the girl from Blackish. That the older
Yara?
Daughter.
Yara?
Yeah. Like, that's somebody I see
oh,
playing
yeah,
that
be
age.
Cute. Yeah.
Like, it's cute. With Donald Glover, you got Beyonce, 38 years old with Donald Glover.
She's
like,
not 38.
And what is she, 25? Because you know Beyonce be lying.
He's shady. That's how you get more tea in your cup.
But listen, speaking of Black-ish, the spinoff, which was supposed to be College-ish, has been renamed to Grown-ish.
Why?
And why Kendra, is it on a whole other network, Freeform, and not the one that Black-ish is on?
Well, listen,
wait,
it's
on Freeform?
Yeah.
It's on Freeform.
Girl, put on Bounce. I mean, at this point.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
gonna bounce in the motherfucking house.
I don't even think I get bounced on my cable.
I have YouTube TV, so I don't know.
She doesn't have cable. YouTube TV.
I don't even know if it's on the Cody box.
Probably not, actually. Oh. Better get that fire stick.
I know somebody who can jailbreak it.
Sam, but she'll charge you, so.
Okay.
So I already did all of my reality extra. Okay, we need to get the... Look, we both was like... All
right, so I don't watch Love & Hip Hop anymore. I have given it up trying to...
Why you gave up Love & Hip
Hop? Honey, let's talk about Zale.
Who?
Oh, the boy that is Keisha Cole's stylist, right?
Is he?
So he's gay, right?
Is he?
Because sometimes he gives me straight, masculine.
I've seen him out at the gay clubs.
Sometimes he's giving me...
It's hard for me to determine the gender and the sexuality of water bugs. So
gender.
Like a sea donkey. Do you know what gender a sea donkey is or what sexuality it is? You just know it just buzzes all around the water and is everywhere, all over the place.
So I take it you guys are not friends on this
right,
show.
I mean, damn.
So what's beef? Like,
friend
what's tea?
Is like such a strong word.
They use that word commonly on Love & Hip Hop between the girls.
Well, I'm not common.
He's good friends with Monice, right?
Is he?
I mean, so far, I've been seeing them hanging out and talking.
Or are they just required to shoot scenes together? Oh.
I was going to say maybe she needs some clothes. I don't know. Doesn't he do something with clothing?
Every time I see him, he's arguing with somebody. So it's just like real messy.
Very messy.
So what's tea?
Tomorrow night is the episode. And you will see, I will be introduced by Masika. I don't know if there was a drink. I really don't remember that scene because it happened so fast and it was so many months ago. But you will see me introduced by Masika, and you know I'm being brought up to speed on who their other friend is out here.
Zell.
I don't say his name. And and basically, I give my opinion of what I observed of him and what I know.
So,
of
what's
him.
Your opinion? Catch us up.
My opinion of him is that the several times that I've met him prior to filming, he was very aggressive, very like just big energy, not like a big energy like life of the party, but like big energy like annoying. And it's, you know, I'm an adult. I'm 33 years old right now. So if I don't want to fucking be around you, I don't have to be around you. I don't give a fuck who our mutual friends are. And that's just what it is. And then again, these girls I've known for 10 plus years. I've known Monice since before her son was born. I've known Masika since she lived in Atlanta. You know, I've known... Matter of fact, let me go down the whole list.
Ooh, I gotta ask you. This is gonna be a little bit shady, but I gotta ask
you
about
it. Sit here, pretend like
I mean, I've known the majority of this cast since, you know, I used to live out here in LA. You know, I was here from 06 to like 2011, right before the first season started or so. And then I moved away, went to D.C., was working, had a corporate job.
Right.
And then I came back out here to just pursue my dreams of doing PR. Yeah.
Come on, LinkedIn!
Come on, College Hill!
I'm here.
Right.
But,
so why is he here? How did he get the invitation to the show?
Keisha Cole, right?
I don't know.
I swear, I think that's how I've seen this man.
I think you've seen him because he was...
I've seen him, like, out in a club.
Maybe you have seen him in the club or in a corner or on a something like that. I don't know. I just know that he dated a friend of mine.
Mr. Love and
Was
him.
It a guy or a girl?
Joe Exclusive.
Okay.
And, you know, unfortunately, their relationship did not work out. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, as a loyal friend, you know, when you break up with somebody, you don't deal with their ex. And that's what I was told by my friend.
So that's what the beef is.
I just blocked him. He was mad because the first thing he said to me was he was mad because he was blocked. I blocked him on Instagram. So, you know, and he's made it very clear that I blocked him on Instagram. Like, we're grown ass men and you're mad because I blocked you on Instagram? I mean, you're so booked and busy.
No, but people do that.
You're so booked and busy, you shouldn't be worried about who's blocked you. But again, like I said, I never had an issue with him. I just did not want to be around him.
Okay.
And the girls were insisting we try to get to know each other. And as you'll see this season, how things will play out and if we even reconcile or not. So right. I'm going to say, you have to definitely tune in.
Celebrity stylist and creative director.
Oh.
Creative director of what?
I swear it's Keisha Cole. Alexis Sky.
What is that?
I don't know.
I mean,
but no,
did
Keisha
you
Cole
see that?
For sure. I know. I'm pretty sure.
Did you
sure
see that
Keisha
heel?
Cole.
That the close up.
He got Miss
Nikki
Baby's booty all up on here. Okay.
I mean, the last time I saw a picture of Keisha Cole was on my friend Joe Exclusive's page, and he had styled her for that. So
oh,
I
maybe
can't say
that's
that
what it was. If
I
he was dating
give Keisha
him, maybe.
Cole.
Sorry, I don't know. Actually, I really don't.
Yeah, I have no issue with Keisha Cole though. But I just know that since I have lived in Los Angeles since 2006, Keisha Cole, Tierra Marie, just different people have always been styled by Joy Exclusive. So to say that someone else is their stylist, I feel like it's a little catfish.
Well, did you see how Tierra Marie was a hot mess drunk in the restaurant?
Ooh. I just saw that episode, and my heart actually goes out to TT. Like, I've known Tierra since I moved here, and she's been a really good friend of mine. And you know,
but why do people let her get to that point? Because that was like kind of...
It was hard for me to watch on TV because I'm someone who's dealt with alcoholism before, and everybody handles it a different way. And unfortunately, hers was played out on television versus mine was at home with family and friends, and I got to deal with it that way. And I hate to even say that it even got that far on television. I just, you know, I'm glad that she's, you know, hopefully getting the help that she needs to deal with that before she can return and just, you know, be herself. Because I just feel like cameras and being a show, hair, makeup, glam, promo, trying to bounce back and do music. I feel like, and then living in L.A., and you know the pressure of being skinny and being snatched and just being over in L.A., that can take a toll on you sometimes, like, from people who aren't even in the position that Tierra is. And I'm glad that Monice and Masika and some of her other friends on the show, Nikki, I believe, and Nia and other people were there for her. And, you know, from the trailer, from what we all saw, you know, I'm assuming they stepped in to try to intervene with her, but I really can't give you an update on what's going on with her right now. But I do send my love to Tierra because, you know, that's a really soft spot for me.
Yeah, we all do. We all do.
But as a friend, I would have been like, Tierra, girl, that wig is not right for this scene. As a friend, the gay friend I am, sis, come here. Let me comb that. But that's just a friend
some
I would have been.
But some people get mad when you do that. I actually did that today at a brunch with this girl. I didn't know her. I met her last night, but I was hey, girl. Bitch, if it looked like a motherfucking grid on your forehead, girl, you gotta pull that forward, honey. We ain't doing mathematics. The fuck?
But at the same time, it's like, if she's comfortable with it, then I'm comfortable with it. I mean, you wearing it, not me, girl.
Yeah. Well, like you said, our hearts go out to her, and hopefully she does get the... Yes.
Yes.
Hopefully she does get the help that she needs. And obviously, you are not a fan of...
I don't. If y'all keep saying his name, he's gonna pop up. He's like Beetlejuice.
No, but I mean, honestly, I kind of want to be real messy and sit on the couch. Me and Ashley sit on the couch one episode and have y'all two on there. But the thing is, they would never let us do it because it's too.
First of all, we would never be expensive this close to each other.
In here. And we y'all would tear this whole shit up. Right? We ain't doing it.
So I guess they did not reconcile, obviously, because you still feeling some kind of way about homeboy.
Make him feel some type of way. Not really feeling some kind of way. I'm just finally. I was only going to address him very. Minimal.
You know, we messy in here. So.
Right. No, we can talk about the whole thing. Yeah. I mean, I felt like I'm excited to be a part of Love and Hip Hop. I feel like I've known these people. Like, when I first moved to L.A., Hazel E. was one of my first publicists that I worked with, despite her drama with Masika. You know,
so she was a real publicist at the time.
Yeah, when I first moved out, her name was Erica Adams. Mm-hmm. So I know her original face, like her original nose and all that stuff. Pre-rapper days.
You and Masika are friends, right?
In real life.
So, remember the episode where they did a close-up of her heel?
That was so fucked
up.
Oh, my goodness.
So production, she was walking away. Production literally zoomed in on her broken heel.
Her heel was
feet
not broken.
Feet were dirty. Well, it was leaning. It was doing a lean.
She was walking on an incline, and so it looked like one was higher than the other. Her heel wasn't broke. Those are
that
very expensive shoes.
Right, that's why she was probably trying to keep it on.
Going. Y'all being messy.
No, because that wasn't right. No, production was being messy, and of course we had to talk
messy.
About it. That
but
was
no.
messed up. So is Monisa's relationship with her newfound love real? Is
right. This... Like, do you really believe she out here
I will say that Monice and I call her Ellen.
Okay. Oh.
Monice and Ellen are a real couple. I've been around them plenty of times.
A
year now. She's not white. I don't know.
But she looks like Ellen?
I don't know her AD.
Why you call her Ellen?
She look like... she's.
I'm making a lesbian joke.
But she look white. Like, for me...
She's like but she's not white, though.
But if you would just...
But they are a real couple. They live together, you know. They do live together. Mm-hmm. I've been around them, you know, many times for dinners and different things, so,
Well, speaking of eating stuff...
Speaking of dinner, y'all, we haven't done it in a while, honey, because I ain't gonna do the Denny's. We gonna talk here, sit about Blue Apron. Now, we've been telling you about this for quite some time now, and if you haven't done it by now, you need to get on it. All right, so Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States, and as a result, seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch. And why that's important is because, honey, what's that one on Netflix they be showing?
That vegan thing?
Yeah, What the Health.
What the Health? Get on Blue Apron.
I heard this one now called What the Alcohol. I'm not watching that.
Yeah, no.
I'm not giving up that ministry.
But we got to finish this.
I'm not giving up that ministry. So,
the whole point of Blue Apron is to bring fresh ingredients to your home. It's real cute. They send you a box with your little food inside of it, all packaged, nice and tightly frozen, real chilled, real cute. Ashley
already had my meals.
And you guys, it's also good just to be able to, because we always out running around buying food. It's good to cook at home with your family, friends. Like, it's a thing.
And it's more affordable, too, actually, than to go out and buy all of the ingredients that you need to actually make the meal. Just get it all here, and they just literally everything that you need in order to make your meal, it's in the box.
Because I hate going to a grocery store and you're looking at like five different potatoes. You're like, which potato should I have? Which one's healthy for me? The Blue Apron gonna be like this one. So some of the upcoming meals that they have is basil pesto chicken with summer vegetable panzanella, sauteed shrimp and green beans with globe tomatoes, spinach and orzo pasta, meatball pizza with fresh mozzarella cheese and charm tomatoes. Okay.
And I will also say that this is perfect for people who don't know how to cook, who want to learn how to cook, because the instructions are extremely explicit and you know exactly what to do, when to do it. They break down your prep time and cook time. It's good.
And it's affordable. For less than $10 a person, you gonna get a meal, okay? And the call to action, y'all, if you guys check it out this week's menu, you're gonna get your first three meals for free with free shipping, okay? By going to blueapron.com/realitycheck. All right, that's blueapron.com/realitycheck, and you're gonna get three meals for free, okay? I know what I'm signing up for.
And once you get it, hashtag BHL Reality Check, and let us know what you cooked, and even invite us over for dinner.
Boom.
I'll bring the alcohol. I know you gonna bring the alcohol.
Right, no, I'll bring a little sip.
Honey.
What the alcohol?
Honey.
But everybody, tune in tomorrow.
I'm excited.
And watch Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, 8 p.m. VH1. Team Mr. Ray. Let me know if you like me. If you don't, I really don't care. But
how are you going to deal with it? Like, have you been getting cyberbullied yet?
I really don't have time to read all those comments. Because, like, now that since the trailer's been out and they've been promoting me coming on, like, I've been getting a lot of followers. Like, it got to the point my phone froze.
You've been reading people on Twitter.
Oh. Honey, CNN News just came in.
I got her degree for a reason. Okay.
I'm like, Zazam, who are you checking now? Lord, well, you have to come back and let us know all about it, what's going down.
Definitely. And I love everybody. Like I said, you'll never see me check a fan. Mm-hmm. I don't do that because I'm appreciative of them watching. Yeah. But I will check a cast member because we all got the same contract, boo.
Well, let us know where we can watch it and what time.
VH1, 8 p.m. every Monday, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Team Mr. Ray, a.k.a. Team Classy. The OG is back, bitch.
Yes, Team Classy. And where can everyone find you on social media?
At Mr. Ray, MissterRay. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you name it, Snapchat, Jack. I'm just joking.
Jesse, where can everyone find you?
But for real, though. DJ Jesse J across all social media.
And you can find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. We will see you next week.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.